Hey guys, I'm Alicia.
I'm Katie.
And this is, oh my gosh, episode what?
11.
Of our true crime podcast called Crime Squared.
Episode 2 in Spooky Month.
Yes, oh my gosh. If you guys have been listening all along with us, thank you so much. Make sure that you guys share our podcast, our posts on social media. We need some more listeners.
Yeah, we do. And those of you that listen every week, we appreciate it.
Yes.
It means a lot to us.
Especially if you're listening in order, because you can kind of see us grow with the podcast and you don't just jump in and be like, oh, how did this happen?
Right.
We have kind of been tossing the idea around of doing some type of giveaway. So if you guys have listened so far, let us know what you think and shoot us some suggestions on what we should do for a giveaway. I mean, we're both in different locations, and I think a lot of our listeners are kind of scattered throughout. So something that would benefit everyone.
Yeah, and it's spooky month, and then we're going to get into the holidays. So maybe something to do with the holidays.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Somebody said we should do something with like an alcohol gift card. I don't know if we can do that or if we'd get in trouble. Like, do we have to car people? I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how that would work either.
Just did like a Visa gift card, then they can use it for whatever they want. I don't feel as bad with that.
There we go. That could work.
I think that would work.
And if you want to get booze, you can get booze.
Yes. I think a little holiday basket would be cute too, right around the holiday time. So
yeah,
it's not what you guys would like. That would be fun to do.
We're excited for spooky month. It's also baby month.
Yay!
We're less than a month now, just a couple weeks until baby Schmidt's gonna be here.
So you're a mama of two.
Yep. And that's started packing up everything last night, and I'm ready, but I'm also not ready.
Do and you feel like, go ahead.
Apparently I snored so long and so loud last night that my husband went and slept on the couch.
I forgot to ask you about that. So you, I think in the Snapchat you sent me, you said you have to go get breath strips. I'm assuming you meant no strips.
No strips, yeah.
Okay. I was like, breath strips? Like, you had really stinky breath? Like, what's he going to do? Stick one of those in your mouth when you're snoring so it doesn't smell? I don't know.
I was no, so the nasal strips. I'm going to try those and see if it works. But apparently it didn't matter how I laid, which direction I laid. I just snored all night. He said he didn't sleep from like midnight on, and I felt terrible.
So, question, does he ever snore that bad that you have to get up and go on the couch?
If he's been heavily drinking, yes.
So often.
No.
This is he doing
like New Year's Eve heavily drinking?
Ah, okay. Okay.
Gotcha. And it's mostly with beer.
Ah.
So if he's, no, switch that. It's mostly with liquor. He snores when he drinks liquor. Because he's out so hard, he just lays on his back and just goes. It doesn't matter what position I'm in right now, apparently. I just snore and snore.
I don't know that I think I snored a few times when I was pregnant. I don't think Jesse ever woke me up. I think he just let it happen and in the morning would tell me and then I'd feel awful. And I'd tell him to wake me up, but I mean, I had a very complicated pregnancy the whole time, so I think he felt bad trying to wake me up whenever I was able to sleep.
Last night was the first night that he woke me up. He woke me up and he goes, roll over on your side. At least snore away from me. I was like, oh, okay. And then I woke up at like 5 o'clock and he was nowhere to be found. He was out on the couch.
Oh, that's so sad. That's
whoops, funny, I'm sorry.
At least he knows it's not gonna last long. Like, that's just because you're pregnant. That doesn't happen when you're not pregnant.
No, just a couple more weeks. Unless I'm sick, then it does happen.
Yeah,
but yeah, it happens to everybody. So
you know what I'm super excited about? Well, okay, two things. One, seeing you for like our halfway like momcation that we're going to take somewhere between now and July. And also, I'm going to have to see you at some point before that so we can cheers and have a nice drink, because the last few times that I've seen you to be able to drink with you, you were either trying or something else happened and you weren't able to. So I don't When was the last time I actually drank with you? My wedding?
Probably.
Because when we came and saw you last year, you didn't drink.
In September, when I came back,
Oh, when
you
I was
drank.
pregnant?
No. So it would have been,
Yeah,
I'm
because I had
pretty
just
sure.
you guys came back when
Oh,
you guys
you
came back
were
for my birthday,
pregnant.
but when you came back in August as well, I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah,
Because
because
it's
you kept
like
getting
we kind of told
mocktails when we went out.
Jesse.
I forgot about that.
So we really haven't drank together since my wedding.
Yeah. That's
Yeah, so
nuts.
we're very due for a beverage. All right, so this week I will go first. This happened in Chihuahua, Mexico. I guess I should probably ask you, have you ever heard of La Pascualita?
No.
They also kind of nicknamed her La Chonita. Here, you know what? I'm actually going to send you this picture quick and see if you have maybe seen this, maybe through social media.
Like, where would I have seen it?
Just kind of scrolling through the internet. This story comes up a lot around Halloween time. Granted, it's, in Mexico, so maybe not, but
No, this isn't the lady by the river, is it?
no. La Llorona?
No.
No.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. La
No.
Llorona.
I really wanted to do her for one of my stories in October, but I feel like that's a very big, like a go-to that a lot of people have. And so that's why I
You
don't want
should
to do
do
it.
it anyway. I love
I
that
don't know. It's
part.
kind of like when I was in high school and you have to do a report, everyone always did a report on Selena. And no one ever
Oh,
covered
true.
anything new. Everyone has just covered the same old, which I love Selena, RIP, like she's amazing. But I don't want to just do another one and not find anything new that people don't already know about.
Have you ever watched Grimm? I think it's on Amazon. I don't know if it's still going. I stopped watching it, but I was really big into it in college. But they cover all of the like ghost stories and like there are actual werewolves in it. Like human people are werewolves, but they act like humans and like different stuff like that. It's really interesting. It's obviously all fake, but they
No.
talk about different stories like that. And that's where I saw La Llorona. They did one on her.
Really? Well, first of all, I'm really happy that you added on to this is all fake because I'm sure someone was like, real werewolves for real?
Disclaimer,
No.
just had to
Yeah.
make sure that everybody knew that.
Okay. So it's Grim, like Grim.
Yeah, I think it's just one M. It might be two, like the Grimm brothers.
Okay, I'm gonna text that to you. Always I forget.
Do you have Amazon Video? No, it's two M's.
Two M's. I'm sure Justin probably. I try not to have anything of anything because I know that I will just get addicted and watch stuff way too much.
I actually might go back and rewatch this. There's 123 episodes.
Oh, Jesus.
Six seasons.
Okay, so that's a good long one that I can get started on. That sounds good.
It's a good one on all this kind of stuff for spooky month.
Maybe I will watch the episode of La Llorona and then maybe I'll rethink it. Maybe.
There you go. It's good. It's really like you get sucked in really quick. I did at least.
That doesn't take long for me on on anything.
It
Like I kind of wanted to go through and make a list for you of all the shows and stuff that I've watched since having Jordan. I got to like seven. I was like, oh, I've watched way too much, way too much. But I've also read four books, and they were long books, so I feel a little better about that.
I said I was going to read a lot when I had Lincoln, and I didn't. I just binged a bunch of TV shows, and then I didn't feel bad about it.
No, you shouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, that's a long time. I mean, even at night, now that Jordan's crib is in our room, I will still put my AirPod in, and if I actually get up to go nurse him, I will sit
Yeah.
in the rocking chair while he nurses and just watch TV. Like, what else am I supposed to do to stay awake?
Because if you were to read, I don't know how you are, but if I were to try and read in the middle of the night, I would just fall asleep. And then it would just
Oh
be
yeah.
unsafe for everybody.
Yep. Well,
So.
and plus I'd have to turn on a lamp. Whereas right now I just have like a little Scentsy light thing going.
Oh, there you go. That works.
Yeah, but okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, so do you know the definition of Easter in Spanish? Like, have the translation, I should say, not definition.
No, you should just assume I don't know any of this.
It's Pascua. So this gal's name is La Pascualita. And so Pascua means Easter, and Esparza means basically scatter.
So
So
the
put both
scattered
of them
Easter.
together. Kind of, but her name is La Pascualita. That's the nickname of this mannequin. So she is a mannequin in a storefront, and that's the picture that I sent you of a little, it's a boutique for like wedding gowns and whatnot. And the owner of the shop, her name is Pascuala Esparza. And let's see, this happened, I think it was like the 25th, maybe very end of March of 1930. So it was literally right in time for Easter. So a lot of people are kind of combining them both, saying that this happened right around the Easter time for a reason. So then they kind of jumped to conclusions. And I couldn't find anything on if this gal was actually Catholic or not. But a lot of believers do think so. So they actually think that this mannequin is also a saint. A lot of people actually pray to her. And since they can't have candles there, obviously in the boutique, I think they have them at like some church or something like down the street and kind of like around the corner. Kind of like sites of accidents where somebody has passed, they put like a cross and kind of decorate it type of thing. But they obviously couldn't do that there. So let's see. Miss Esparza used to dress her daughter up as like girly things and dresses and stuff when she was a little girl. And Pascuala is actually very well known for in Mexico for designing and making wedding dresses. Now, granted, this was in 1930. I'm pretty sure this gal has since passed.
Well,
Her
considering it
daughter,
was almost 100 years ago, I would think so.
I don't know how old she was when this happened. I don't know how old her daughter was when she got married. I don't know if it was like a young marriage and the mom was just older or if she was younger. I don't know. And I say that because my mom was 15 when she had me. And so if it was that type of a situation, she could have still been like very, very young in 1930. I don't know. So her daughter was engaged to be married, and the night before she was supposed to get married, she got stung by a black widow spider or a scorpion. And
Damn.
I know a lot of Hispanics usually wear like some type of like tiara or a little crown type thing within the veil. And when she was going to move some of this stuff, she got stung and it came out of her crown. Well, then I think she actually passed the day that she was supposed to get married, and she was wearing her gown, I believe. And so her mom, and I think she was actually engaged to a taxi driver, and that'll
Don't
kind of
tell me
come
this is
back.
going where I think it's going.
No cannibalism, if that
No.
helps at all. So her
I'm
mom
gonna just keep
just.
my opinions to myself, but I think I know where this is going, and it's really fucking creepy.
Is really creepy. So, I really want to know what you're thinking now, but okay. So,
If
her
I'm
mom
wrong,
was
I'll tell you
actually
after.
okay. So her mom was so saddened by her daughter's sudden death that she brought the best of the best to come in, and it is said that she had her daughter mummified so she
Yep.
could stand her in the showcase. But that is just a rumor because I mean, first of all, it's illegal; you can't do that, and second of all. It would take a lot of talent to be able to basically stuff a human like that to keep them
That's
looking in precise
literally the
condition.
exact words that I was thinking. She stuffed her daughter.
So it ended up being a rumor. Her mom, Pascuala, said that that did not happen, that she did not have that happen. Mainly, people thought that because this mummy, this mannequin, it's a much better term, this mannequin that was in the front showcase wearing the dress that her daughter was going to wear happens to resemble her daughter a lot and her from when she was younger. So if you look at some of the pictures online, they do look very, very similar. So it is a little creepy, but her mom has denied those rumors. And a lot of people actually even believe that it was her fiance that wanted her involved, not her mom. But either way, I mean, it's a fake person. I mean, it's just a mannequin. But it is a wax mannequin. So she has glossy eyes, she has lashes on, she has very silky, like it's extensions essentially. So I mean, it's real hair, but it's just not
It's
from
the
a real
most
person.
realistic they could get
Like
to
her
stuffing
hands
her.
even have, like you can see the wrinkles from her knuckles. You can see knuckles on there, like not quite fingerprints, but you can see all of those little fine details. Like she literally brought the best of the best in to have this mannequin. She says she didn't really try to make her look like her daughter, but it just so happened
Oh,
to. I don't know.
baloney.
She has like rosy cheeks and everything. But so there's a couple of different stories about this mannequin because a lot of people do think that it's a real, body in there. A lot of people have even asked if they could try on her dress or if they could have the dress that she's wearing. Because so there's two people in the store that change her clothing twice a week, and it's just two dresses that she wears. And so that means that they are changing her positions, like the way she's standing. One of the employees thinks that it's a real body there, because she says that when she gets close to the body, that she can almost see the mannequin sweating. But when it's waxed like that, like you have to keep like the temperature in that room like very
Super
precise, because
cold.
yeah, otherwise she would be literally melting because she's made of wax.
Right.
But a lot of people that have walked by swear that they've seen her eyes move. They swear that they've even seen her cry. But again, if it's not the correct temperature, she's probably gonna melt a little bit, which, if it happens to melt around the eyes, it could look like tears. But
And if she's in the window, the sun could be melting her.
yeah, but I mean, there's no like there's a bunch of other mummified corpses throughout the world. There's one called Mawo, Lenin, Lady Di, and Rosalia Lombardo, and I attached all those links in my show notes here. But even all of those, they have somebody protecting them like at all times. Like I think one of them, yeah, one of them for sure had bodyguards to make sure no one mess with a mummified corpse at all. But it's not on display like for the public, like wearing a dress or anything like that. Like they were like a historic type of figure, and so they needed to be protected type. People have said that they've seen her smile occasionally at night. So since her fiance was a taxi driver, other taxi drivers that drive around in this area at night swear that they see her like look at them and like nod, and that their eyes like follow. I don't know, it's all kinds of weird stuff, but they swear that at night it's like just kind of a myth, I guess, that she takes life as a taxi driver because her fiance was a taxi driver. So I don't know how that makes sense to some people, but a lot of taxi drivers try and avoid the area because they feel super uncomfortable with it. I would too.
That's weird, but yeah.
Let's see.
I mean,
So some
they could have had that mannequin made, and now she haunts the mannequin. So she makes it move around like that.
Except for no one has ever said that she's hurt anyone or anything like that. They just think it's, she died before she was actually able to marry her true love, so she just like feels that connection with taxi drivers because her fiance was a taxi driver,
Maybe she's still looking for him.
Yeah, very well could be. So there's been a few staff members that say that they go in and change her dress. They have to do it behind a very heavy curtain because, again, they have to keep that temperature very precise. But then they position her in a certain way, and when they come back in the morning, she's moved. So, like, literally, there's been a few staff members that think that, like, she's a real body
Person,
there and
yeah.
that her spirit is there. I don't know, but
That's creepy.
let's see. She even has, oh, somebody said that she even has varicose veins on her legs. I think I said that wrong.
Varicose.
Varicose, there we go. Varicose veins.
Girl, me too.
like, yeah, we can all relate to that. it's also said that there's a French magician that brings her to life. He comes to the village every once in a while and like kind of brings her to life and takes her out for the night because he's also very alone in his love life.
Like a marionette?
No, he's just a magician, and so he says that he comes and from the window on the street he brings her to life and dances off into the night with her. I don't know
why
he's
weird.
So in love with her, but yeah, there's another one. There's a lot of people that say that they just get an eerie vibe from her, so when they're walking down the street they won't even walk on the store side of it. They'll cross the street, walk on that side of the street, and then cross back when they need to, just because they want to avoid her, because they swear that they can see her eyes move, not just like they make eye contact and you know it's gonna look the same from every angle, like they
right.
swear they see her eyes follow them. I'm like, that
so
that'd be enough to
this,
freak me out.
Is this wedding shop is still in business, right?
I believe so. Because it's gotten obviously a lot of free publicity because people will travel to Chihuahua just to go and see this mannequin.
But most people that like, so the people that cross the street so that they don't walk by it, that's like the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And when she first put up this mannequin on her storefront, a lot of people actually complained about it to the local police. So police even went in and inspected to make sure that, you know, because it's illegal to have an actual corpse in your storefront
right.
like that. And they said that all they found was just like a crap ton of wax. But the owner of the shop has never really let anyone very close to her. It's been a very select few people. And even then, they are watched very heavily to make sure that they are not doing anything ill to the mannequin, because a lot of women that have gone into the shop have actually attacked the mannequin because they feel threatened by her.
That's
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a doll. It's like a doll.
Yeah. Very creepy
like
doll.
A giant doll.
Yeah. So there was actually a couple that had gotten into a fight about a half a block down from the shop. And I think she was trying to leave her significant other. So there was a couple that had gotten into a fight about half a block down. And I guess she was trying to leave her significant other. Well, I guess he shot her. And she fell and she happened to look over, and the last thing that she remembers seeing was La Pascualita in the window storefront. And she said, please save me. And then she passed out. Well, then when she came to, she said, oh, it was her. She saved me. She saved me. She like, she talked to me and we made eye contact. And like, she nodded at me. Like she full on believes that La Pascualita saved her somehow. No idea how. Yeah, I have no idea.
That's weird.
This story comes around a lot around Halloween time. But I don't know if you know that Halloween is very separate in Mexico. Like, they celebrate Día de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. But
yeah.
Halloween night is day one of that celebration. So it's a three-night celebration that they do.
Okay.
And so this, La Pascualita comes, like, resurfaces a lot, her story does, around Halloween time because people believe that she's, just, like, a saint of love. Especially those that have that type of forbidden love because, you know, she got bit by this scorpion or stung the night before she got married, and then the day that she died was her wedding day, so she died in her gown and everything. So a lot of people think that that's how she died. Actually, I got really deep into this rabbit hole with her case, and I actually found that somebody said that she was stabbed to death because she was getting, so she was in a relationship with somebody else and they were madly in love with her, but she didn't feel the same, and she was marrying who she did love, and so they stabbed her to death. But I couldn't find really, like, I had to really dig for that. But all the other articles that I read, like, confirmed that people just thought that she was just a very real fake person that her mom had stuffed.
That
but,
is creepy as hell, though.
Yeah, I mean, she apparently doesn't really think that she says that she did not do it on purpose for the mannequin to look just like her daughter, but she's happy that she does because it's a reminder of, you know, her daughter being there with her at all times. Because mind
like
you,
I'd be
you know,
really creeped out.
She used to dress her up all the time, you know, as if she was a doll when she was little. So it's very natural if, you know, how all of this happened to play out with her. But I love my kids, but I would not want to stuff them so I could have them. That is
No,
weird. That
that's
is
really
very weird.
weird.
And if you think that way, you should maybe talk to someone.
Seek help.
Yes.
Talkspace, this would be a great time for you to become a sponsor. Insert ad here.
Yes. But that is the story of La Pascualita.
That is creepy.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it just because there was a lot of people that legit think that she's, really stuffed. But I
I mean,
think,
if
I
she looks
mean,
exactly like her daughter did,
yeah, she
and
does.
I mean, she look if more than one people or one person is like, yeah, I her eyes followed me, or I swear I did not put her in that position
Yeah.
last night,
But
then
it might just be because it's free publicity for the store, it might just be the employees, kind of playing along with it to get more publicity for the store. Because people were going in there just to see this mannequin and then falling in love with other,
dresses.
personal designed, gowns like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, I couldn't really see it. I mean, I could see a lot of redness on the eyes, but there was a lot of people that said that they could even see like blood vessels that would go into the eyes, like, like normal. But I couldn't really see any of that. And I zoomed in pretty close. Also, I'm a little colorblind, so maybe that's why I
That could
couldn't
be
see
an issue too.
it. But I mean, either way, regardless, like it's super sad that she died literally the day of her wedding from a freaking spider.
Or scorpion.
Or, yeah, one of those two. But I mean, that's still sad. I couldn't imagine that type of heartbreak, and especially being that fiance.
Right.
That would just be awful. And
That's
I'm sure
so
her mom
sad. Ugh.
designing her gown. And so I'm sure if it is really that gown that's displayed on that mannequin, I'm sure that that is very personal to the mom. So
I feel like if that would have
there
happened to me, I
was some
wouldn't have kept the gown off of the child. I feel like I in the gown.
I mean, yeah. But so I don't know how this normally works. When you're Catholic, if you die after you do your first communion, you get buried in your first communion dress. And if you die after you do your confirmation, you die or you get buried in that dress. And if you die, before or around your quinceañera, you get buried in that dress. Like it kind of just goes on. So if she wasn't married, it would have been against, and if she was Catholic, it would have been against Catholic.
Standards.
I don't Yeah, to be buried in that dress, unless they made, an exception because it was literally about to happen. But I
Right.
don't know, some of that stuff might have changed. I think that's just how I remember it from when I was growing up Catholic. But yeah,
I didn't know that.
so that would be interesting because I mean, I kept Nana's baptism dress from when she was baptized, but I mean, obviously wouldn't fit her now, but we're not
Right.
religious, so I don't know, I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because in, non-Catholic communities, you just pick an outfit. Like a guy would wear a suit or a woman would wear a dress. It's not specific to anything like that
Yeah.
or any rules with it or anything.
I was gonna say, I'm sure if Jesse were in that type of a situation, had to pick out his outfit, I don't think it'd be a suit.
No?
No, I don't think he would want to be buried in a suit. I mean, I know, like we've talked about it before, and he wants to be cremated. I
Yeah,
think
we both
actually
want to
he
be
wants to be.
cremated.
I think he wants to be cremated and kind of planted with some type of tree, I think is what he had told me. But I'm like, man, if I die, you better put me something sexy. So if something ever happens, like in the afterlife, I go into that shit looking good. I know people are listening and probably like, what the hell?
Each his own. We both want to be cremated. The
Yeah.
whole idea of being put into a box in the ground really creeps me out. And just like, not disintegrating, but wasting away. It really creeps me out. I would rather just burn me, especially like, what if I'm not dead? Then I would be for sure.
Well, yeah.
Then we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I just pick something nice, put me in it, and then take me to the ocean and dump me in the ocean. I
Are
don't want to
either
spend
one
on
of you
anybody.
donating, your organs and body to science or anything like that?
Not to science. I think we're both organ donors if anything were to happen and they could still use those parts, but
Yeah.
Not to science. Like,
I've contemplated that as well.
yeah. It's just too weird to me because I don't know what they would do with me. Like, you have no control over that. At least if it was just my organs, then I know that would be going to help someone live. Versus if I donate
If it's a perv?
organs, like,
What if
are you gonna?
you're donating an organ to a perv?
Well,
A
I feel
serial
like nobody would know that they were a perv. Because I don't think if you were like on death row and you needed an organ transplant or something like that, they don't let you be on the.
They don't?
I don't think so.
I mean, I would really hope not, but I don't know if they do or not. Is that a state-to-state basis or what?
I don't know. I'd have to look more into it, but I don't think like if you get cancer and you need dog. God damn. Hey. Jesus. Or if like you have liver failure, I think it's along the same lines of like if you need a liver transplant because you're an alcoholic, like you pretty much fall at the end of the list because you did it to your own liver. I think
Which
that's
would
kind of
make
how it
sense.
goes. Yeah. Because I think you pretty much just give yourself a death sentence if you're an alcoholic and your liver is failing. It has to be like someone in your family gives you an organ or a piece of their liver for you to be able to get one. Because if you're at the end of that transplant plant list, then you're pretty much never going to get one. So,
Okay.
or
Well,
chances are, who knows?
yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So I did Birmingham, Alabama.
Ooh.
And I actually
Hey, Leslie's
have.
in Alabama.
Leslie's in Alabama?
Yeah, her and Colby, I think her and Colby went to go see her friend that lives there for their anniversary. I think their anniversary is next week. I don't know what day today is. For their anniversary trip, they're going to go see her friend in Alabama.
Gotcha.
So she
That's
sent me a
cool.
Snapchat earlier that she had a layover in South Carolina, and she goes, "Hey, I'm in the same state as you for just a little bit." I'm like, "Rude that you didn't come say hi, but okay, whatever."
Well, I did three different stories because
Ooh.
I'm trying to keep it along the spooky thing. Nobody, I mean, somebody died, but it wasn't murder per se in one of
Okay.
them. But I couldn't get enough information on one story out of these for it to be enough. So I did three different ones. So the first one is the Bass Cemetery. And Bass Cemetery is over 150 years old and contains several graves of Civil War soldiers on the grounds. The cemetery is out in the woods, secluded from most civilians, and that makes it more go and find it.
Oh.
Many who have visited say that, like other haunted areas, it's most active at night, and they believe it to be named after Burrell Bass. I think that's how you say it. He was a veteran of the Revolutionary War and one of the early settlers of the area. At night, screams are often heard in the distance without any origin of direction. So you don't know where it's coming from, you just know it's far away, you can hear it. In 2001, a visitor was able to capture several photos that we can see floating orbs in.
Ooh, I
Yeah.
like the floating orbs when they happen. When, like, I hate when people post them during the day when it's like very apparent that it's just like a with how the sun hits.
Yeah, like my light.
Yeah, like that's not an orb. Like, and
No.
then even if you catch it, if you have the precise position between the light and your mirror behind you, like that's not an orb. Like, you
It's a
can't just
reflection, like chill
see a
out.
reflection like that and be like, "Oh, an orb, somebody's here with me." Like, no.
No.
Like, do your research. If you believe in orbs, like, you have to know. Drives me bonkers. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
All the photos that I saw were orbs in front of like the gravestones. Or it was like a mist coming across. And you could tell that it wasn't like just a regular like water mist. It was something else. It was a lot thicker.
Especially when you can see a separation from that and everything around it.
Yeah, exactly. One of the ghosts that's believed to be haunting the cemetery is that of Montezuma Goodwin, who was a farmer that was shot and killed by his brother-in-law in 1904.
What the
No
hell?
idea why, but he was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's coming back to get him.
Oh,
One of the most eerie things to happen in the cemetery that was that an old grave was found open and the body of who was buried there was missing. There was never a trace of who did it, or if possible, this person came back to life and decided to escape their own grave prison.
my gosh.
It was just open one day, like completely dug up, not in a way that we would do it today. It was like someone literally clawed their way out, is what it looked like.
Dude, that's so creepy.
We don't know exactly how old the cemetery is, just around 150 years. But it is a hot spot for vandalization, which could explain
Who
why it's
does
so
that?
haunted.
Who steals from a cemetery? Any
Not
type of a
steal.
grave site.
They like bust up the headstones and stuff.
Okay,
Or
that's
like take flowers and
Still not okay. That's so fucked up. I hate people
no.
sometimes.
I would be so mad, which is the
Oh, yeah.
ghosts whose graves and stones are being tampered with. I could see how they're angry and coming back to haunt you. Like, leave their shit
Oh,
alone.
yeah.
They did their
Yeah.
time.
I agree.
It's also said that there are many slaves that are buried there as well, but they're
They
all
have
unmarked.
definitely done their time.
Yeah, but they're all unmarked, which was not unheard of for that time period either.
That was common.
Yeah. So there could be slaves coming back to be like, yo, can you give me some recognition here? Like, I was a human too.
Yeah.
But they won't. So that's it for the cemetery. The
I
next
love
one is.
haunted cemetery stories.
It's.
I have tried to do that a few times now, and then I just end up down the rabbit hole. I'm like, oh, I didn't even actually find something that I actually was initially looking for.
Right. And sometimes it's hard. You can't find some of the stories that go along with it.
Yes.
So the second story I have is the Sloss Furnace.
The what?
Sloss,
Oh, okay.
Sloss Furnace.
Okay.
And it's in Birmingham and is still used for public events today, such as concerts and weddings.
Okay.
The Sloss Furnace was used for pig iron production from 1880 to 1970s. And the working conditions were less than ideal, with environments over 120 degrees causing overheating, in some cases, death.
Yeah. Eek.
The eventual shutdown because they eventually shut down because there were so many deaths that it was overwhelming the company, and families were catching on and becoming irate, rightfully so.
Oh yeah, I don't blame them at all. That's awful.
One of the deaths. One of the deaths was a man whose nickname was Slag. Slag was the supervisor of the graveyard shift that had roughly 150 employees working. This was a small skeleton crew in comparison to what the other normal shifts had. They normally have like three or four times that amount of people working
Jeez.
to keep everything going. Those working on the shift were most likely the ones that didn't have any other options, such as like immigrants or people who were working illegally. So they had to take what they could get.
Yeah.
Slag always wanted to impress his boss, so he encouraged the workers to push past their limits, ultimately causing the death of 47 of his employees on the graveyard shift total.
Is so many people.
That's 10 times the amount of accidents and deaths that any other shift had on record. Yeah,
That's
it was a lot.
awful. Oh my gosh, they're poor souls.
During one of the incidents, it left six men blind due to a small engine blowing up and severely burning them in 1888.
Blind? Oh my
Blind.
gosh.
Because they were working with
Ugh.
hot iron. So if one of them
Yeah.
blew up and all that hot iron, molten lava iron, goes in your face, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, people wear your protective gear when you need to be wearing them at work. That's the
Yes, they
last
didn't
thing you need to jeopardize.
have it in the 1880s though.
Yeah, I'm sure it came about real fast after that.
Yeah. So these workers never got breaks or holidays as the engines could never turn off and constantly needed to be fed coal in order to continue production. This was, of course, left up to the graveyard shift to cover. So if someone else took off for a holiday, they would have to cover, regardless if it was their shift or not. They got the crap end of the stick. So Slag ultimately had karma come back in 1906 when he lost his footing on top of a large furnace that they nicknamed Big Alice. He fell into the molten iron ore pool and instantly was consumed by
Oh my gosh.
it.
Oh,
It
that's awful.
is, but it is also karma.
Yeah, I mean,
So,
yeah, for sure. Oh gosh.
the theory is that he lost his footing and was dizzy from the methane fumes produced by the product, and that caused him to fall in. No one actually saw him on top of the furnace, but he was never known to go up there, the workers said. None of the workers had ever seen him up there. So, in the theory that was brought up, one of the workers had finally had enough of his slave driving antics and took care of the problem themselves and pushed
I
him
mean,
in.
I'm surprised it took them this long.
Right.
Those poor workers. I'm
But
sure
he
they
didn't.
joked about it a lot, and no one ever actually was like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Right. But none of the workers were ever taking a trial over it. They just said it was an accident and chalked it up to that and moved on.
Was gonna say, he should have been sued a long time ago, so.
Right. So they can't really do anything about it. But after Slag's accident, many of the workers felt a presence when working that made them feel uneasy, and as time passed, it only got stronger. In 1926, a night watchman was pushed from behind and told to get back to work. The watchman searched the grounds but found no one there. So they think it was Slag.
Yeah, he is haunting people.
In 1947, three supervisors were found locked in a boiler room without any re recollection of how they got in there. Only a man burned had come up to them and told them to push some steel. Then they woke up in the boiler room.
Oh, geez.
And to this day, they don't remember what happened.
That's super trippy to not remember how you got there.
None of them remember how this stuff happens.
It's kind of like when you have a very long evening of beverages, and then in the morning you're like, man, can you fill me in on what I did? Because I know I did something stupid. I just don't remember.
It could be
I
the
know I've had
gases
plenty of
too.
those nights, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so trippy. I mean, it's even worse to think about it, you know, with all those fumes that they were
Inhaling.
inhaling. Yeah, oh, how
Yeah.
awful.
The scariest encounter happened in 1971 when the night watchman was looking on as it was his last night before the plant was closing for good and saw a man that was pure evil and looked badly burned. The watchman said he was the scariest man he had ever seen, and he looked like a half man, half demon.
Oh shit. We know where he went when he was burnt to death.
Right. The entity tried to push him up the stairs, and when he refused, the man started beating on him. The watchman was taking
What?
be covered in burns and died before he was ever able to return to his post. So he was beating him and like putting the hot iron ore on him.
Ugh. What an awful guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a turd. This dog. Several investigations have been done on the Sloss furnaces, and all have come back saying it is full of unresting souls and contains some of the highest readings for paranormal activity that they've ever seen.
So can
In
you tour this place?
Yeah, they hold events there. Like,
When you start making a list of all the places that we want to go to.
they hold like concerts and stuff there.
No, I guess I mean like do
You
they
can
have
go
like
on a ghost tour.
specific, okay, a
Yeah.
ghost tour, I was gonna say, or like specific times of the year, like when, like maybe closer to these dates of when these folks died there, that you can go and have higher activity maybe? Does that make sense?
Most of them, ironically, happen in October of these years.
Oh, okay, so October it is.
Yeah. Where was I? In 2003, during an investigation, a former employee was tagging along during the investigation and saw an odd shape coming towards him when he suddenly caught on fire and sustained several burns all over his body. When he was taken to the nearby hospital, he was then taken to the nearby hospital, but no recollection of what happened. Oddly enough, this was almost exactly 32 years after the last night watchman had been beaten and
Oh
burned and then
shit.
ultimately died.
Oh my gosh, that is insane.
Yep. Many people have said when attending public events here, if there's a quiet place, you can still hear the screams and see apparitions here at night. Some visitors say you can also hear the furnaces still running and workers still plugging away if you catch the ghosts on the right night.
I'm okay with hearing things and seeing things when you're on a site like that, but I would not want to hear like the screams of souls like that. That
Like of
would
the
be
people
a,
that died by
yeah.
their accidents or whatever.
Yeah. Do you remember, I mean, this was a few years ago, maybe like over 8 years ago. There had been some video circulating all over the news media that some dude was digging, and he had been digging for a very long time. He was just digging this massive hole, and the further down he got, he was saying that he could hear screams and he could hear voices, and that he was saying he was digging into hell. Do you remember that?
No.
And there's all kinds of YouTube videos. I went down this rabbit hole way too long. I had this huge time in my life where I was just all about it. It was so creepy. But I mean, he would take he would take recorders down with him when he would dig, and you could hear screams. Like, it was just, and so he
Why
would,
would he
like,
keep digging?
because that's why he was digging, because he had read some book. I wish I remember what the name of the book was, but he had read some book, and then I guess the people believe that the devil will take, you know, that the devil, when you go to hell, you are tortured for all of the crappy things that you did. And then from
Right.
there, it determines like how awful you're going to torment people when they come down, and it's just like a continual cycle. Well, supposedly if you dig deep down enough, you can hear those souls like asking for forgiveness to the devil because they want to try and get out of hell type of thing, and then he just kills you. So then you die and die and die and die and die again in hell. Well, as this guy was digging, he said that he could tell the difference in the screams the further down he went. Like, people had done such awful things that they were still being tortured like centuries and centuries later, and you can
My
tell the difference
God.
on the screen that they were going down. So that's why I'm saying, like, if I could hear people like just talking like about how they died, or just feeling their presence is one thing, but hearing them literally scream in agony and scream of pain as they're dying, I could not handle that. Like, that's just, oh,
Oh, you just gave
I
me
can't handle that.
goosebumps.
I know. I wish I remember what the name
That's
of this
so
book was and who
creepy.
that guy was. Look into it. That was some intense
I don't
shit.
know that
I'll
I
have to.
want to.
I mean, it's really creepy to hear it all, but I mean, it's also kind of eye-opening. Like, if you're, especially if you're religious, you can't always just think about all the good things that you can do to get to heaven. Like, I mean,
There
it's
are
also important.
repercussions.
Yeah. Like, why do you not look into that kind of stuff? I don't feel like religious people talk about that side enough as well. Like, you should
No,
know
they talk
both,
about the good
but
stuff, but not the bad stuff for sure.
yeah.
They just say, you go to hell. Okay, well, what does that mean? Because there are several things that
Like,
could mean.
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ugh, people. Okay, so
Since
the
you left,
last.
I have not stopped drinking from my big cup with my straw. I need a sticker for it now. You know anyone that makes them?
Yeah, my friend makes them. I make them. I actually don't do it that often. I have my Cricut sitting right. But I tend to only do it around like holidays or birthdays.
Yeah.
The last one is the Redmont Hotel, which was established in 1925 and is still operational today with 200 rooms. You can stay at the hotel and see the ghosts for yourself if you want to.
Yes, please.
In. Well, wait. In 1946, Clifford Styles bought the hotel and was said to be a relentless manager who would torture his staff, sometimes literally beating the maids if they were not performing up to standards. He would do this with his walking stick that he carried.
You're crippled and beating people. What
He's
the
not a nice
hell?
guy.
Oh, jeez.
Mr. Styles is referred to as the Phantom and will do this to the staff today. He'll haunt the staff. So if a good enough cleaning job in a room is not done, he will make it known. If a bed is not properly made, he will literally rip off the sheets on the bed and make them do it again and again until it's up to his standards.
My
So the
gosh.
maids at the hotel today refer to him as the Phantom and do everything in their power to stay on his good side as to not incur his wrath. Because they'll just have to keep making the same bed over and over and over again.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
Fun fact, in the 1980s, a group of NBA players bought out the hotel and upgraded a lot of the amenities, like the ACs and windows and that kind of stuff.
Do they know all of this stuff prior to buying the hotel?
Oh,
Oh, okay.
often today, guests will see doors and windows open and close on their own without any wind or reason as to why. Furniture and luggage will move around at its own accord. It is said that there is another famous ghost on the ninth floor of a woman in white that can be seen looking out of the window with a small dog. It didn't say how she died at all, but it has been said that the woman will stay in the same room at the window, but often the ghost dog can be seen wandering around the halls of the ninth floor looking for some attention.
Oh, what did you tell me?
Some say that Hank Williams died here, while others say that this was just one of his last stops before he died. Either way, Hank Williams or someone who looked an awful lot like him can be seen interacting with other ghosts and sometimes guests as well.
I love when ghosts interact with ghosts.
But it also brings me to a point that I've never thought about before. Can ghosts move locations of where they haunt, or are they stuck haunting one location forever?
I would think that they would be, I wouldn't even say stuck, but I would assume that ghosts would just haunt or be in one area.
Wouldn't you get bored forever, though, if you're just in
Yeah,
one
but
house?
I mean, like your soul's kind of trapped there. I mean, it's not like you're just a free soul that can continue to move around.
So
I
you
don't
think
know.
wherever you died is where your soul has to
Yeah.
stay if you
Yeah.
decide to be a haunter?
Yes. So I was like, I'm pretty sure some people, like, you know, if you go and say your grandparents took you to one particular place a lot when you were growing up. And so when they pass, when you go there, like, you just feel their spirit type of thing. Like, that's a positive thing. So I don't think that that's not possible. But if you're haunting something, I think you're kind of confined to like where you died. Because chances are you did some fucked up shit there, and that's why you died there.
But what if they didn't do anything messed up? What if they were just like a ghost and they're coming to say hi to somebody?
Don't know. I guess I never really thought about that.
Because I get haunted by Mike's family members.
For real?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Here, like, oh, not here, but where you're at? Like, you feel like it follows you? Or like
I've
when you
had
go
it
back home to visit?
a couple times, but it mostly happens at his parents' house. I'll get like a cigar smoke ring around me, which is what happened. Like, his grandfather used to smoke cigars all the time.
Yeah, I remember you told me that before now that I think about it.
That, and then I'll smell cigarettes sometimes, and there is a difference. You can smell a difference.
Yeah, oh, for
And
sure.
his Aunt Karen used to smoke cigarettes, and I was her favorite.
Ah, so not so much of
So.
like haunted then. That's probably like they just want to
Say
be
hi.
like they just want you to know that they're there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's creepy because it happens like random times.
Does any of his family or Mike himself even ever experience things like that?
It never happens to them. They can smell it if they come in like a 3 foot ring around me. They can smell it, but then they can step out and they won't smell it anymore.
How long does the smell usually last?
Not very long, like 10, 15 minutes.
Huh, that's crazy.
It always happens at his parents' house.
And where did they die?
His grandfather, I think, died in Colorado, in an RV accident. And then his aunt died in Omaha. She had I think it was cancer.
Huh. So maybe good spirits can travel, but if you're actually like haunting, like spooking people, then you're just confined.
Maybe.
Because I
Because
don't
we
ever really hear people saying anything like negative, like, oh, I traveled over here and I know my cousin from back wherever followed me here and is haunting me here. Unless they're haunting you specifically, which you must have some real bad blood if somebody's spooking you in their afterlife.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know that red thing that I have on the back of my neck that you thought was like a rash?
That I have never seen before, and I've cut your hair how many times? Yes.
I think it's called an angel's kiss, but they say that people with that on the back of their neck when they were in the womb were touched by an angel.
Yeah, I have heard that before. I've never actually seen it though, so like on someone. So I was, I don't know, I always kind of thought it was just BS, but I'm like, huh,
Yeah.
yeah.
My dad has one. Lakin has a little one. My dad's is really dark.
Huh.
And then my grandma has one, my dad's mom.
Yeah.
So it like runs in our family. But we've all had like issues when we were in the womb. Like my dad
Yeah.
was born like 30 weeks or something. It was a super preemie.
Yeah.
And then I almost didn't make it. My mom had a lot of issues in her pregnancy. And then Lakin was okay, but I had some issues with his pregnancy too. So
Yeah.
we'll see if baby girl has one or not.
Yeah, that's crazy. Huh. Never even thought about it that way. That's pretty neat.
That's it. That's all I
I
got for
like
you.
it. Well, you guys, if you are listening in order, you know that our last episode, Katie was going to be coming to see me in my new home. And she, it was her birthday. And so she brought me this really cool shirt that she made me. I
Does
haven't worn
it
it yet. I haven't worn it yet. I actually haven't really moved the bag much except for the bath bombs that I keep pulling out saying, I'm gonna go take a bath. And then I pick
fit?
something else up that I'm gonna do quick. And then the bag just goes back in there.
Or the few
But
Oreos that
yes.
you ate and gave you issues with your stomach?
Yeah, I've been eating two or three a day since then. So I'm slowly working away at it. Apparently, I have to build up a tolerance for junk food because I never eat it anymore.
I mean, those are pretty bad if you haven't had them in a while, which I feel like I'm
Yeah,
going to go
since.
into shock after having this baby because I'm
Yeah.
going to eat a
Yeah.
bunch of sugar.
Yeah. Well, and then I only had what, two or three pieces of pumpkin pie that day as well. Oh, I way
Only.
overdid it that weekend.
Only.
Yeah. Hey, but I did really good since then because I just finished the pumpkin pie, not yesterday, but the night before. So it actually, I did not think
So
it was
you
going to
had
make
like a
it
piece a
to
day?
Monday. Actually, Jesse and Nana had some too. So I really didn't even eat the whole pie. I'm so proud of myself. I did not think that pie was going to make it till Monday. You guys, so my husband decided we needed to get the Costco membership. I had never been into one before, and we have been there way too much since we moved here to South Carolina. And one of our trips there, we saw an older couple with this massive pumpkin pie. Like it was like the size of two of them combined. Oh my gosh, it looked like heaven. It was only $6. So of course I had to buy it when Katie came to see me, and I did not think it would last very long, but it was good, but definitely won't be buying it again until next year.
Or Thanksgiving, you could buy it for Thanksgiving.
If we have somebody coming to visit us for Thanksgiving, maybe, but I definitely do not need that type of temptation for a whole week again because I don't do good with temptation like that. I
We
have
do, we don't have Costco, we have Sam's Club. But they always have, it's three mini pies
Yeah, I could
in
do that.
one. And we normally get, I think it's cherry, blueberry, and pumpkin that you can get. So we cut all of them into fourths, and then each of us get a fourth of each one. So
See,
you get every kind.
I was onto something when I cut the pie into four pieces. That
Yeah.
would have been ginormous pieces, and we would have been out for the night.
I barely finished the pieces that you gave me.
Yeah, they were pretty big. That was a massive pie, dude, but
Yeah, it was. It was huge.
it was delicious. Now I'm gonna go work out and then reward myself with my three Oreos for the
I'm gonna go pick up my Target order with my nasal strips because apparently I snore like a water buffalo now.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And go pick up my kid and make some pizza. Oh,
Make time to send me a recording of your snoring so I can hear it.
I'll tell Mike too. I'm sure it won't be hard. All right.
Guys, thanks for listening. Make sure that you share our social media posts. Spread it out to your friends because I think most of our friends have subscribed and shared and followed and all of that jazz. So, link
Like,
show.
review, share, subscribe, all that good shit.
Yeah, get our podcast out there, guys.
We would really like to keep doing this for you guys, so keep it going.
Awesome. We'll see you later.
Bye.